Some of the things that I'm going to say over this weekend are going to be painful, and some are going to be pleasurable. Raise your hand if you're willing to have some pain this weekend. How many are interested in having some pleasure, too? I'll give you a balance. If I have zero money, and all of a sudden I get a dollar, I do a service and I receive a dollar for it. The value of that dollar is 100% of the dollar. If I have zero and I earn a dollar, it's 100% value of a dollar. So I have zero, I add a dollar, I have 100% of the value of the dollar. If I have $10 and I add a dollar, what is the value of the dollar if I have $10? What's its perceived value to me? It's 10% of my wealth, isn't it? If I have $100 and I add a dollar, it's 1% of my wealth. And if I continue, 0.1% of my wealth. And if I continue, 0.1%. Can you see that if I have $1 million in my hand, in my savings or something, the value of a dollar becomes less and less and less and less and less valuable? Can you see that? How many of you, if you knew you had $1 million, you could actually take a lighter and light a dollar without any emotion? You might use it for sweat. Okay, this is a very important component here. Because you've got a built-in resistance factor inside your psyche that every time you earn another dollar, you have a diminishing motivation to earn another dollar. Think about this psychology. In other words, if I have $100,000 and now it becomes even less valuable, that extra dollar, so my desire to attain one more dollar becomes less and less and less as I accumulate wealth. In other words, if I have zero money and I gain a dollar, that's 100%. If I have $10 and somebody was to offer me $10, pardon me, if I had $10 and somebody was to offer me $100, that'd be motivating. But just another dollar is not motivating to me. After a while, if you have $10 million, a dollar is not, if somebody said, hey, look, I'll give you another dollar if you work here, you go, it's not worth it. So you have a tendency to have inertia. So building wealth automatically increases inertia for building wealth. Unless, and here's the key, unless you have a cause and an ever greater motive for earning the extra dollar. So what happens is, as you earn money, your motivation goes down to earn more money. Unless your cause to earn more money goes up to balance it. I see people plateau. The second their cause is limited, and the second they've accumulated a certain amount of money, if their cause isn't bigger than that, they just stagnate. And no matter what they do, they don't seem to get any more money into their life. Because their motivation to earn an extra dollar is now overridden by the devaluation of the motivation to do it. And so what happens is they stop going out and working as hard or trying to save money as much because it's no longer valuable to them. And they plateau. Everybody here has some plateau point, and that plateau point is directly proportionate to how big your vision, your calling, your cause, your purpose for building wealth is. So here's the principle. Here's kind of a principle number two here. That unless you're growing a cause for building wealth, unless that cause is growing faster and more furious than the devaluation of the dollar from all the money you saved, you will plateau. And you'll stagnate, and you'll just sit at a certain point. Anybody been stuck at a certain point? No matter what they do, they can't seem to get past that? Put your hand up if you've ever had that moment. What that means is your motivation and your drive to build wealth is plateaued because you got enough to keep you comfortable. You got enough to take care of your bills and all the things that are on your value list. As long as you're accomplishing those things on your value list, you don't have any more reason to go get more money because you're getting everything on your value list. So in order to build wealth, you must have a cause, and the cause must continue to grow greater than the depreciation of the dollar value in your life. So first you got to appreciate wealth and money and savings. Now you have to appreciate it, and you can't stagnate that appreciation. That has to cause. That cause has to grow. If I told you that, let's say you have three children. You have three children? Four children. If all of a sudden I was to take your wife and your children and take them, like they do in Argentina, right? They've taken some of the celebrities' families and ransomed them. And I stole them and said, you will never see your wife nor children again unless you earn $1 million in the next month. Now, you'd probably think, he may go and say, well, they're not worth it. But if they were, if he had a big enough drive, a big enough why to do it, guess what he would do? He'd get creative, and he would do things he would never normally do and get out of his comfort zone, because unless you have a cause bigger than yourself, you won't get beyond yourself. Unless you have a cause bigger than yourself, you won't get beyond yourself. So if you don't have a cause bigger than yourself to go and earn that money for, the second it's at a comfort zone, you'll sit and stagnate. You'll take time off. You won't work as hard because all your values are being filled. So if you're not putting yourself on the edge where comfort and uncomfort live and a greater cause, something to do it for, you'll plateau in your wealth. Now, if all of a sudden I said he would never, he knew that I was serious, that he would never see his children or his family again unless he earned that, his probability of earning that, would you agree, would go up if they were valuable to him. Because if they were valuable and they were worth at least $1 million to them, he would go and figure out how to get that $1 million to buy it. Just like if I told you right now, let's say you don't feel like you have an extra million, but I told you there's a property available here in Brisbane that's a $12 million property that's available today for $1 million cash. You could turn around tomorrow and get $12 million for it on the market, but you got to have $1 million cash today. How many would probably work their ass off and figure out how to do it today? $12 million cash you could walk away with tomorrow. How many of you would probably find a way of getting $1 million today? Okay, so it's never a lack of, there's never a lack of money out there. There's a lack of motivation out there. And when a person has a motivation, a big enough why, the house take care of themselves and how to acquire it. And the same thing with wealth. Unless you have a cause bigger than yourself, you won't get beyond yourself, and you will automatically, by the diminishing of the value of the dollar, devalue your drive to get money unless you have causes that are continuing to grow. That's why some of you, when you bought a house that you didn't know you could afford, and you forced yourself into that, somehow your income went up. Because you had a cause now. Because you didn't want to lose that house. So you didn't want to end up throwing away that money. So the first principle is to appreciate money. The second principle is to have a cause that continuously expands faster than the depreciation value of the dollar as you accumulate the money. Can you understand the logic behind it? Like I say, part of this program is going to be on the psychology of wealth building as much as it is on the strategies of wealth building, because that's a big part of it. Now, if I asked everybody here, where do they think wealth is on their value list? I bet most of us here are unrealistic and would probably say higher than it actually is. Because your life demonstrates where it really is. What your life truly demonstrates what truly is of value to you. You can't lie about it. You can't fake it. Your life speaks too loud. So if you have a negative net worth, then it's probably not been high on your value list. Because what's been higher on your value list is whatever that money that you've been borrowing and putting that money into is more valuable to you at this moment in your life. That's all it means. And that's not bad or good, again. It's just that if you're wanting to grow wealth, you want to figure out how to have whatever you're doing appreciate in value. When I was in chiropractic college, I'm a professional chiropractor. I'm also a retired chiropractor now, but I practiced years ago. While everybody else was getting themselves in debt and having $150,000 loans by the time they graduated, I asked myself, I would like to study and I would like to learn. How do I get paid to learn?